Running a restaurant is risky business in the best of times. According to the National Restaurant Association, during the pandemic, some 90,000 restaurants in the U.S. closed permanently. Here in the Land of Enchantment, the New Mexico Restaurant Association estimates that out of 3,500 pre-pandemic restaurants, 300 have closed their doors. As restaurant capacity limits were lifted, some restaurants appeared to be thriving, while others still struggled. Currently, the number of out-of-work restaurant workers has shrunk by more than 70%, as measured by unemployment insurance filings. Carol White, executive director of the New Mexico Restaurant Association, spoke with KSFR about how our state's restaurant industry has survived during the pandemic. Rob Day, owner of the Santa Fe Bar and Grill, added his insights on coping with COVID. We begin with Carol. Why don't we start by having you give our listeners an overview of how New Mexico restaurants coped with the last 18 months of COVID?
It really depends on the restaurant that you had at the beginning of COVID. So if you have a restaurant with a drive-up window, you were probably okay, not doing gangbuster business, but definitely much better off than those restaurants that were the sit-down fine dining restaurants that had a little bit harder time pivoting to the takeout. You know, just getting their customers to pivot to takeout was difficult. So really saw a loss of, I think it was $687 million in the industry last year.
What about all the government protocols on indoor, outdoor dining, sanitation procedures, testing and reporting of employee cases and shutdowns? How did restaurants cope with all those things going on?
It was a sad time for restaurants because, you know, restaurant employees are like our family. And when we had to shut down the first time and tell our employees that because we didn't have money coming in the door, we couldn't afford to keep them on our payrolls. And so that was devastating on both sides, the employee side, the restaurant side. Everybody was just devastated by having to lay off employees. And then, of course, we had to do that three more times during the year, and it didn't get any easier. If you remember the last time we closed down, it was in November, and that was right before the holidays. I talked to restaurateurs and they said, you know, they were sitting with their employees watching the governor's address. And the minute she said she was closing restaurants, everybody just started weeping.
Everywhere I go in Santa Fe, where I live, you see signs that restaurants are closed certain days or for certain meals due to worker shortages. Are worker shortages the biggest challenge for restaurants as they reopen at full capacity?
It really is. With the pent-up demand, customers are ready to go back to restaurants. Yet, we don't have enough staff or the same staff. We don't have pre-pandemic staff at all. Customers are kind of expecting that pre-pandemic experience, and they're getting a post-pandemic experience that may not be as good. I have been out a lot. One of the things I did see is that I would go to eat lunch at a restaurant, and the restaurant wouldn't be open for lunch. Restaurants are just not capable of opening because they don't have the staff to open.
Now, with all the competition for workers, are restaurants raising their wages in response?
To a huge degree, and especially in Santa Fe. There's been, quite a few, I don't want to say wars, but restaurants vying for employees. So really, restaurant employees are kind of in the cat seat right now, and restaurants are capable of paying a little bit more because of the pent-up demand. We've got a lot of customers, and we'd like to service those customers, and so we'd like to get our doors open more. But they're still suffering from too few employees. Part of that has to do with the federal unemployment enhancement that was, I think it was $300 a week, and of course, that was keeping people at home. Myriad of reasons for that. I don't want to say that people were just staying home to be on unemployment. They weren't. If you think about it, they were laid off three times last year. And with the latest spike in the Delta variant, they weren't very reassured that they wouldn't go back to work and then have to go back on unemployment.
In August 20th, 21, the state reinstated mask mandates inside public spaces, and that included restaurants. I would note, when I go out, that most waiters and most customers are abiding by those regulations. How can restaurants sort of police the mask mandate situation, or can they?
Well, that's been a problem. You know, I mean, putting our servers and our hosts as an enforcement of government mandate has been very difficult for our servers. And think about it. Here we are trying to get people to come to work for us, and they come to work for us, and now they're in the middle of this kind of political fight on, you know, please wear your mask indoors, sir, and they don't want to. Or it's just a very difficult situation to put anybody in. And so we're doing the best we can.
Are many New Mexico restaurants requiring their employees to be vaccinated?
Just so you know, the Restaurant Association, we've been telling our members from the very get-go when vaccination started, is that they can require their employees to get vaccinations. You can ask them for their vaccination card. And if they don't produce that, there's two things you can do. Obviously, at the time we were saying this, we would say that you require them to wear a mask. But now you can require them to wear a mask, get tested, and you can also give them alternative work that maybe they work the patio instead of inside with other employees.
But as far as you know, if a restaurant wanted to require its staff to be vaccinated, they could?
There's some legality to that that might not be in the best interest of the restaurant to require vaccinations. And I will say that there's been a couple of restaurants. And I know one called me this weekend, Duke Clack with 10,000 Ways in Santa Fe. They put in a mandate for their employees and for their customers to have a vaccination. And he said his business has never been better.
As we go forward and we're unsure about the Delta variant and then other variants, how do you see the prognosis ahead for the New Mexico restaurants?
My fear is that COVID is here to stay. You know, different variants are going to continue to show up just like the flu does every year. Hopefully we figure out how to deal with it better than we have, because we can't keep shutting down businesses.
Santa Fe Bar and Grill owner Rob Day had this to say about operating during the pandemic.
Operating in the pandemic is like opening up a new business every day. As the pandemic evolved, each week and each month there was a new directive and a new way to operate in a new market in which to solicit customers and also try to find and purchase goods.
Did you have to lay off workers?
That was our key objective through this, and I think we were one of the most successful in keeping all of our key employees in place. We had certain employees that, on their own volition, wanted to take time off, but those in our kitchen in particular were able to work through the pandemic, and we kept all of our staff in place up until now.
Now, what changes did you make to operate during the pandemic?
Well, we made a lot of changes. I mean, in the beginning, we went to just curbside pickup, and so, you know, our whole physical plant had to be changed around so we could set up stations that would be able to deliver goods to people driving through. Our menus changed. Our menus changed dramatically. We cut out a lot of the prep work that we were doing. We resized the menu to a much smaller scale, and we had to retrain ourselves to be able to take orders and make deliveries, you know, out the back door.
What plans are you making for the fall and winter?
We don't really know what to expect in the fall and the winter. I think everyone is hoping to go back to normal, whatever that might be.
Thanks very much to Rob Day, owner of the Santa Fe Bar and Grill, and to Carol White with the New Mexico Restaurant Association. For KSFR, I'm Mary Lou Cooper.